Breaking Bad star Giancarlo Esposito says it's time for a revolution in anti-ICE tirade. By Breitbart News on January 29, 2026. Marvel's Captain America, Civil War star Giancarlo Esposito, most famous for playing Gus Fring on Breaking Bad, called for a revolution to combat Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The actor revealed his thoughts on the ongoing situation during an interview with Variety at the Sundance Film Festival on Tuesday night. "This is time for a revolution, and they don't even know that's what they're starting," the actor said. "We have to stand up to it. They can't take us all down. If the whole world showed up on Putin's doorstep or the Iranians' doorstep or in Washington, they'd kill 500 or 50 million or however many, but the rest of us would survive with a new world." Esposito said the situation is all part of a very insidious problem in the world. "Some very rich old white men are exerting their power to suppress our own people, thus creating a feeling of civil war in the streets, preparing the haters to hate, teaching them how to shoot," Esposito said. "This is all a preparation for a very insidious problem that's happening in our world. And for me, I have to speak out. We will not be iced out. This is not going to happen." According to Variety, Esposito was just one of several celebrities wearing an ICE out pin. Following the shooting death of Alex Pretti in Minneapolis, several celebrities have spoken out against ICE. "We are horrified by the images coming out of Minneapolis. It's hard to watch and hard to believe this is America," Dave Matthews Band declared this week. "If ICE wasn't in Minneapolis, Renee Nicole Good and Alex Pretti would still be alive today," the band added. Actor John Stamos also said in a statement that "what I'm seeing from ICE feels cruel. I don't need it explained away or reframed. I trust my own eyes. When people are treated like threats instead of human beings, when fear is the tactic, something is broken," he said. "Stay in your lane," actor doesn't apply when basic humanity is the lane. "This is all of our lane. I'm tired of the hypocrisy, too. The speed of the cycle has erased shame. Harm happens, outrage flashes, then we move on like nothing stuck. But it sticks," he concluded. "This doesn't feel right, and staying quiet feels worse. Lately, it feels like the bad guys are winning. Maybe the least we can do is not look away."